Welcome to Intergalactic Wasabi Mix, live mix by Snowdusk on Anon Radio.
Greetings, Earthlings. Welcome to the Intergalactic Wasabi Mix on AnonRadio.net. My name is Snowdusk, and I will be your DJ for the next hour. So much, everyone, and I'm very sorry about yesterday. I fell asleep. Yeah, I don't know. I had a headache. I think that's when I was listening to Tobe's show. I think. I mean, it wasn't Tobe. That caused my headache. Yeah, so I just said, oh, you know what? I'm just gonna close my eyes, right beside our cat Momo. And then, yeah, actually when I woke up, I was so confused. I thought it was Monday. Anyway, thank you so much for waiting for nothing. I mean, I feel terrible. I woke up like 15 minutes. My show is going, you know, was going to finish. Anyway, this is Carl Craig with Brain Freeze. There's gonna be a lot of Detroit style techno tonight. The birthplace of techno.
Give me a fat beat!
Give me a fat beat! Thank you so much, everyone. You know where we are. We are in the Anon Radio Room on SDF Combo Chat. Also on IRC. log on to irc.sdf.org. Indian on Radio Channel. Okay, this is Digital Boy with Gimme a Fat Beat. Reorganized my room, so I changed
come and join the future.
I am too exposed to the neighbors. They're probably wondering what I'm doing here, dancing and stuff. I think I'm gonna close my curtains. Okay, very good. Now they can't see me. I'm paranoid. Anyway, thank you again for tuning in. Thank you so much. The Anon Radio Room is jam-packed once again. I think we had a great day today. No absence. Everyone, every single DJ was live streaming tonight, today. Wait, I don't know if DJ Rob was logged on. Anyway, this is Tough Little Unit with Join the Future. my god, this arrangement is so weird. Basically, my mic is blocking me. I never thought about this. To get through my mixers, I actually have to go under my mic. Weird. It's techno time. I can never find the perfect position. Anyway, thank you so much, everyone. Okay, hello and welcome to Gemlog. We have Shufei, we have Andy C, we have Serif, JG Strat, Publius, Exiled, Bronzy94, Papa San, OMSC, Bienvenidos, Goose Bears, Claudio M, we have Adam D. By the way, Adam D, I hope, I don't know, maybe, I just saw it on IRC, maybe I was wrong, but is Claire okay? I hope she's okay. Also, König. Oh, actually, you know, after the show, I usually review what's, you know, what happened on IRC and SDF. So I saw, you know, there was a conversation on IRC about König's pronunciation of last name. Yeah, I used to call him König, like the German König. König is a German for king. But, you know, nobody kind of understand me. So I just say, König. I think you were talking to Papa-san at that time. But I think the anglicized pronunciation of König's name is König. It's O-E because, they're, you know, they got rid of the umlaut. You know the umlaut? The two dots. It's supposed to have the two dots on the O. But, you know, American typewriters didn't have that back in the days. So, O-E. König. Thank you so much, everyone. Did I mention everybody? I hope so. Lenny. I did. Hello, Lenny. Elwin. And Froggy Me and DJ G Love. Oh, my goodness. Full house. Make sure you wash your hands and keep your social distance. 6 meters apart, please. Anon Radio is your perfect quarantine accompaniment. Oh, 6 meters was it? Oh, okay, I thought 6 feet. 6 meters, that is really far. Are you sure, Publius? Remember we were talking about Alexander Robotnik last week? So this is again Alexander Robotnik, the guy who has a really awesome last name, and This is called Disco Action Edit 2016. Not really Detroit style. If it's not Detroit style, what is this? I think they can call this tech house, I think. Actually, I think Alexander Robotnik is a huge fan of Giorgio Moroder. He did a lot of Giorgio Moroder remixes. DJ T-Show is back, everyone. Back from Greece. So now he's at home in his native Bulgaria. Bulgaria. Are you a fan of Ladytron? Actually, one of the girls, Ladytron, is Bulgarian. That's why in Ladytron you'll hear some lyrics in Bulgarian. FYI. Also, for some of you who don't know, Kenny Rogers passed away yesterday. Oh wait, yesterday or 2 days ago? Anyway, at the age of 90, was it? I can't remember. Yeah, anyway, yeah, Kenny Rogers. Even though I don't like country music, I don't know, for some reason, I like Kenny Rogers. Oh, 81. Thank you, Adam D. 81. That's still young. He had some plastic surgeries. That's why his face looks so different now. I really love his 60s band. Oh god, I forgot the name of the band. He used to be part of this band. Anybody remember his former band name? And they have a very popular song called I'm Just Checking Whatever You're Doing. Something like that. Hold on. Let me Google. Ah, yes. Just dropped in to see what condition. So long. Wait. Okay, just dropped in to see what condition my condition is in. By Kenny Rogers and the First Edition. I really love that song. One time, I think, or twice, DJ Daniel played it on his open mic show. Yeah, so rest in peace, Kenny Rogers, aka the gambler, aka the coward of the county. Wait, is he talking about himself? In coward of the county? Anyway. Shufei, I got your email. So she was requesting a song by Kenny Rogers, you know, to commemorate him. So I was thinking, I wonder if there's like a techno remix of one of her songs, one of his songs. Hello and welcome to Dokuja. Thank you for joining us. Again, we are on Calm in the Anon Radio Room. No, it's that chat thing, chat program on the SDF Public Access Unix system that we are all part of. Also IRC, of course. IRC.sdf.org in the Anon Radio channel. You can also join us through the anonradio.net homepage. There is a Kiwi IRC applet there that you can use. Hey, this is Radio Slave with Don't Sleep, the Robert Hood remix. Like my theme song. Don't sleep. Stones. you're allowed to do chair dancing, but please be careful. Don't fall. You're not covered by SDF insurance. Oh, I miss Eloisa. She likes chair dancing. And so does Gemlog. But Gemlog is here. SDF insurance. Who knows? Maybe we do have an insurance. Virtual insurance. Don't forget to check B-Board, everybody. That's like our lifeline. You have to check B-Board at least once a day. Otherwise, we lose that BBS status. I'm just kidding. We're not really BBS. We're a public access Unix system. But kind of like BBS, because we have the bulletin board. Believe it or not, some people actually still dial in to SDF via modem. Artist. The brothers. I forgot their name, but they are called Octave One. And this is called Empower, the 1995 original mix. The only very few artists who actually produces in concert, while in concert, they actually produce the music. Yeah, so they always have the their machines. You know, not just they're not DJing; they're actually producing music. These guys are awesome. Again, that's Octave One. That's how it's done anyway, the 1990s, you know? Like, I know, I remember, I watched Chemical Brothers concert twice, and that's what they were doing. They were producing music. Nowadays, a lot of, techno DJs, or, they just insert their USB stick on their CDJs and play. Well, they produce the music in the studio, of course. But these guys, Octave One, They make the concert, the stage. They make the stage as a studio. Chemical Brothers did it too. Also Prodigy, actually. Forgot about that. That's how they used to do it. I don't think a lot of them do that now. I don't know. Careful, Publius, where you insert your USB stick. Only on Calm. Yeah, you know, like DJs nowadays, that's what they do. They only bring their USB stick and their headphones to, you know, to like a concert or to the club. Even the famous ones, because the USB stick, they insert it into their CDJs. It's funny because it's, they're called CDJ, but they don't really have, oh, they don't really use the CD, they don't use the CD anymore. I'm so mean. Why am I mocking DJs? That's so bad. I'm not even a real DJ. Yeah, no, so, yeah, so just FYI. No, it's so interesting. So soon, actually it's happening now. Some DJs, they just bring their own controllers and laptop. Because you don't need a USB stick if you're using a DJ controller. Why put them in a USB if you can access the music from your laptop? Makes sense, right? The only thing is, you know, I don't know. It's different when you see a DJ DJing like on their actual machine hardware. It looks cool. I don't know, maybe because I'm old. I'm pretty sure like young people, they don't care anymore. As long as you play good music. Yeah, you know, we have an all vinyl DJ here, by the way, on Anon Radio, and his name is Butt Stuff. So every Wednesday night, he live streams his show 33 and 1/3 all vinyl dance music. Can't imagine. Already knew that, you know, the Vintage Computer Pacific Northwest was cancelled, right? But I think they did like a virtual exhibit. Yeah, it was supposed to happen this weekend, but because of the coronavirus, you know, they cancelled it. Too bad. People are really looking forward to it, you know? Yeah. So just basically nowadays people are just paying attention to getting, you know, finding out where to get the next where to hoard toilet papers. Do you get diarrhea when you get coronavirus? I don't know. It didn't mention. Why are they focusing so much on toilet papers? These people. Anyway. I call this event the Toilet Paper Crisis 2020. And it's real. It's happening now. Claudia M said, because they're dumb. It's true. I enjoy watching those videos on Twitter. You know, those hoarders. It's hilarious. Yeah, it's called the Teepocalypse. Teepee. Teepocalypse. Yeah, toilet paper. Teepee. Maybe hoard food, not toilet paper. Actually, I did hear that. So OMSC said it's supposed to give people the feeling of being in control of something. Yeah, I can understand. Like, it makes them feel better that they have control, as they have toilet paper. Toilet paper is this new symbol of power. Yeah, one word, bidet. Actually, I was just telling somebody on Mastodon, in Japan, most modern apartments are equipped with high-tech toilet paper, toilet, you know, heated seat toilets with bidet. Yeah, I had that, so that's what I was using for 5 years. It's so hard to go back. I'm not gonna go on. It's yucky. Anyway, thank you so much everyone for tuning in. Again, this is the Intergalactic Wasabi Mix on anonradio.net. My name is Snowdust. Thought maybe we can ask DJ Daniel to play, you know, to do an all Kenny Rogers show on an on radio open mic. I don't think he likes Kenny Rogers, but you know, maybe, who knows. So basically, if you're like, if you were raving, in the 90s, these are the typical tunes you will hear in 1990s rave scene. Back when raving was still cool, because they were illegal. Anything illegal is cool. It's not really illegal. The stuff that was going on raves were illegal. Drugs. And also trespassing. Bring back rave. Yeah, the real rave. But then, the 80s people think that their rave is more real than the 90s ravers. It's always like that. Be gay to crime. That's illegal. And it's cool. Just kidding. In Toronto, I think it was 2000. The year 2000 was when rave died. That's because they were made illegal. Yeah, a lot of ravers actually went to Toronto City Hall to protest. I was actually in that protest. Yeah, so after that, there were no more illegal raves. Now they call it festivals. Yeah, everybody facing the DJ, no cell phones. Although some have the beepers, beepers. I find beepers so hilarious, I don't know why, but I had one. It was just hilarious, like somebody will tell you to call me. Here's my number, and then you have to find a phone. It's amazing. It wasn't funny back then. In fact, it was actually considered cool to have a beeper. I don't have anything queued, so I took this one. This is actually kind of cool. Some samples from Kraftwerk. This is a Grey House with New Beats, the House remix. Everyone for, you know, for entertaining each other while I entertain you, you know, I mean, okay, they entertain themselves on calm, that's what I meant, on chat, you know, they talk to each other, it's so awesome. Yeah, if you're not a member of SDF Public Access Unix System, why not, you know, we're a very tight-knit community of nerds. I'm just kidding. Well, mostly nerds, geeks, musicians, librarians, you know, IT people, artists, musicians. Yeah, we're everything. It pretty much will remind you of the old days of the BBS. In the old days, bulletin board system. Bulletin board service. Is it bulletin board service or bulletin board system? I never thought about the S. Okay, system. Not salesman, Publius. Actually, it's kind of appropriate for the time. It's called Panic, Stop, Repeat by Seth Troxler. Panic, Stop, Repeat. On Mastodon, there was actually somebody who was, you know, reminiscing about the listserv. Yeah, somebody, you know, just remembering the listserv, and then Gemlog kind of directed the guy to me. So I responded, "Hey, SDF still running listservs, you know." using Major Domo. Yeah. Are we the only mailing list that runs listserv? I wonder. I don't know. It's kind of obsolete, right? We're still using it. Yeah, so if you'd like to be a member of our mailing list, an on-radio mailing list, you know, just send an email to majordomo@sdf.org. Or if you insist on me pronouncing it in Latin, majordomo@sdf.org. Yeah, and in the subject line, nothing. And in the body of the email, type subscribe space anon radio dash L. It's automated system, okay? So don't talk to Major Domo. He won't understand you. You know, actually, Major. Well, we say Mayor Domo. It's actually, we have, it's also a Tagalog, it's a Filipino word, mayordomo. Mayordomo, it means, what is it, like a caretaker of the house, the leader of the house kind of thing. I'm pretty sure it's from Spanish. Yeah, kind of like a butler. I wonder if it's the same definition in Spanish. I never really researched it. Yeah, we say mayordomo. But nowadays, it's kind of insulting to use it. If you're being sarcastic, then you use mayordomo. Anyway, thank you so much. See, this is the only show you will learn. Not just electronic music, but also different languages. Oh, actually, Gemlog, we Filipinos use that word. It means mayor. Alcalde, which is actually from Arabic, by the way. A lot of Spanish words are from Arabic, you know. Anything that starts with al, because al is like a definite pronoun in Arabic. So your alfombra, alhambra, you know, alhambra, the locate, the place in Spain. Very beautiful place, by the way. I've never been there. Almohada, ah. Yes, anything with al, it's gonna be, you know, it's from Spanish. I mean, it's from Arabic. Moorish Arabic. Not Alabama, unfortunately, Adam D. I don't think so. I don't think the Alabama people would like that, you know. You learn so much on this show. You know where to learn more stuff? You know, stuff that, you know, very interesting stuff you will learn. Also from Tobes Dubious Goals Committee, which is every day from 1930 to 2000 hours UTC. Only half an hour. Yeah, you should tune in every single day. Very interesting guy. You learn a lot, like, you know, mushrooms, wildlife, cat psychology, football. That's Tope's Dubious Goals Committee. This is again Joey Beltram, probably the most good-looking DJ of all time. I'm pretty sure he's like the most good-looking DJ. I think I'm the only DJ who like looks at physical, you know. I'm so sorry, everyone. Anyway, unfortunately, this is all the time we have for the Intergalactic Wasabi Mix. And I shall see you tomorrow, same time. 0100 hours UTC. After this show is Open VoIP, call 929-299-1269. After that is Open Mic. Anyone can live stream. Have a great night. Thank you so much.
Thank you for listening to Intergalactic Wasabi Mix, live mix by Snowdusk on Anon Radio. Please tune in next time. Goodbye.